I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. We are starting. We're getting a second hour kicking off. It is Saturday, January 29th, 2022. And I am grateful to be here with you. I'll be introducing my guest here in just a moment. So Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central, you can tune in and join me here and interact with me, interact with my guests. I've got Jason Preston. He's going to be joining me for the next, few minutes, maybe as much as about 10 to 13 minutes. And I'm going to be bringing him on in just a second, but I want to quick get this hour off to a proper start. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers. May it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That's my show prayer. Show mantra: where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. And right now I have running for United States House for the state of Utah, District 3, Jason Preston. And the reason why I wanted to bring him on, yes, he's running for the United States Congress. He's running for the House in Utah. But he's someone that I was like, man, we need more individuals back there that will talk about these type of things. And right before you went to break, the end of the break for the last hour, you shared with us how the mama bears had been standing up. And you said, it's time for us men to stand up. And I'm going to say the powers that be, the New World Order, has done its best. The Rockefeller Foundations, George Soros types, they have done everything they can for the last 30 years to get the male figure out of the way. So now it's the toxic white male, right? We don't want to hear from the toxic white male. And what they're really saying is we don't want to hear from a conservative standpoint. And we don't want to hear conservative principles. I think that's really the heart of what they're trying to get at, along with destroying destroying the family. And Merrick Garland was going after parents, having the FBI do investigations on parents that were going to school boards. The moms, and a few of the worst ones, were dads standing up. They threw a dad in jail because he was angry and went to a school board meeting and said, "My daughter, do you know that there has been accusations of rape in a particular school?" And the school board, the president of the school board, or one of the leaders in the school board, said, "No, there's been none." And that individual actually knew. There was some things that came out in police reports that individual knew. He said, "My daughter was sexually assaulted in a bathroom by a boy who dressed up as a female and claimed to be a female." So you said it's time for men to start standing up. And like at the beginning of this, I said, for the last 30 years, I remember back in college, I had a literature class, a writing class, excuse me. And every single story that was 4 or 5 pages long, where they were trying to teach you how to write, most of the stories were how men were bad and put them in a bad light. So it started clear back before then. So what do you want to challenge the men to do? Because I think it's been programmed for them to be silent.
Yeah. You know, what a tyrannical state wants, which is what we're dealing with, an authoritarian. We're moving into authoritarianism. It's very clear. And what historically these states fear is a warrior culture. They fear men with courage. They do not want men who understand what it means to be a man in the sense that having his own life in order, a man who is not run by addictions and the need to, you know, satiate his appetites, but a man who has control of his own life, a man who is leads his family by example and love, not coercion. A man who his family and neighbors and community want to follow, a man who has influence. This is why, you know, there has been an attack on masculinity, on especially real masculinity, not this aggressive, you know, fake masculinity, but true. And we need alpha males, but alpha males who are not using control. Control is a principle we are always against, but who lead with love, who lead, they have self-control. So we need a rise of men to step up, to become the warriors that their heart knows they are. I mean, every man watches William Wallace, Braveheart, and the Patriot, and something in them tells them that their spirit yearns to be that kind of man. It's in us. It's in our DNA. And it's been bred out of us by this society. And when we get enough men that wake up and start being true men who are in control of their emotions, who are in control of themselves, who are not ruled by addiction, and who are the type of leaders in their home that the wife doesn't need to become a feminist because he's not, he only serves and gives and loves. And when we have these type of men who with righteous indignation, like the Savior did in the temple, recognize that what's happening in our government is not okay, and they start standing up together, I will tell you there is nothing that the state should be more terrified of.
Because when we have January 6th. Men, go ahead, sorry.
And January 6th, let's talk about it. And January 6th, one of the important things about January 6th is it was meant to put people back in their homes. They saw what we did at the Tea Party movement. We took power away from the establishment during Obama's time. They had control. We were in a very dangerous place, and what they did not see coming was the Tea Party movement. Men and women waking up, learning the principles of liberty, and saying, do not tread on us. We are taking our country back. We cleaned house and the House and the Senate. We replaced 70% of those people, and then we took the offices of the presidency. There is nothing, all the victories we have had, we have been winning. Since Obama's second term, the people have taken power back, and now for the first time they have power again that they just got. And the thing that they're afraid of is us rising up again and assembling like we did at the Tea Party movement. That is what January 6th was mostly about, is scaring us from standing up and doing what we did at the Tea Party movement. And that is why that is exactly what we must do, is rise up, assemble, show up, and say, we will not comply.
Should we go back to D.C.? Where should we stand up at?
Start in your backyard. Your capital pushes garbage stuff. When they try to push mandates, you show up in your capital. You got to be plugged in. You show up when they're voting on that stuff. You show up in the thousands, and you put the fear of God into your representatives that if they pass this legislation, they're all going to get sent home. There's a lot of good representatives, but the problem is these good representatives get pressured by these corrupt ones, And they listen to them because there's not enough support from the people. But if the people would show up in the thousands, some of these good people that have good intentions, all of a sudden that would give them the leverage to say to these corrupt establishment politicians, no, you know what? I'm with the people. But they don't do that because they know if they stand up against these corrupt people, they'll lose. They get no position, they get no help, they get no support, their voice doesn't matter, and they don't climb the career, you know, structure. Stand up and win in your backyard. When it's time for the rallies to start, which they will, show up with that flag. show up and be seen. It's not enough just to sit behind your computer screen. It is the time to show up. 3.5% of the population has never failed to bring about a peaceful revolution. Never. We don't need the masses. We need 3.5%, and I'm going to say we need men to start stepping up. God bless these women, but men, you have power. You are warriors. And if there's ever been a time in this history that you're needed, it is now.
Okay. Do you have time for a really quick phone call? We've got Wayne in Texas that I'd like to talk to you real quick. Wayne? Jason, do you have time
for
John. A quick phone
thanks
call?
Thanks for taking the call, and
Wayne,
I appreciate it.
Fire away.
Yeah, so, sir. Given today's political climate, we see so many politicians in violation of their oath of office. They're willfully endangering the American public with open borders, and we see examples already of illegals killing cops and other people. So they're breaching public trust and on and on. And I was wondering, from your constitutional knowledge or anything you've seen, do you have any procedures or maxims of law that people can use to remove guilty politicians and in effect make them forfeit their authority to govern because they've broken every promise they made to us, other than electing them out of office? But I feel like some of these people need to be removed as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. Honestly, the most realistic way is this is 2022. You've got a chance to get rid of most of them. And the other thing is this. You got right in your backyard, you know. We have to be watching these guys. Like, you know, I think more people are waking up, like Dan Crenshaw. Like, I used to love the guy. I'm like, good, Dan Crenshaw. Then all of a sudden you start paying attention. Wait a minute, he voted here. Wait a minute, we have to be watching these guys. And you in Texas, you've got some rhinos. You know, no one should be left alone. Oh, he's a Republican. We're not going to watch him. We have to watch him. When they pass, like he did on the red flag laws and some of the other things he's done, you've got to light him up. Give him a chance. And then come election, you let him know you have to clean house. I think the most realistic way to do it is at the voter polls. We've got to show up, and at the primaries, it's the primaries. That's where it matters most, because that's where you're going to get the guy who's the business owner, the guy who's the farmer, who's running against the establishment guy. That's where you're going to get him into the final spot is the primaries. So,
and I'm going to throw in one more thing, Wayne. People like you and I need to contribute to those good people, the people that are trying to replace the bad ones. We need to contribute to their campaign. And if we think we've got a good one, we need to do what we can to even maybe go knock on a few doors on their behalf. That's my suggestion.
That makes perfect sense. I'm an Allen West fan, Colonel Allen West, so I've done just that already, because I'm done with these lawyers and other types like that that just feel like court cases and filing hearings and doing filings and all that stuff is the way to go. We need somebody who has experience in the battle, because Allen West has already laid out a program where he'll go after the bus companies, the financial institutions, and everybody aiding and abetting the cartels and the movement of illegal aliens through the country.
Okay, Wayne, will you please hold?
Allen West is solid.
Wayne, would you please hold? I want to talk to you about him after we let Jason go. In fact, I need to be letting him go now. I need to keep that commitment to him, because he said 15 minutes and we're almost at it. So Wayne, please hold for a minute. I'll bring you back up as soon as I finish up with Jason.
Sure.
So Jason, will you please tell me, and Sam, if you'll please put him back on hold. Jason, will you tell our audience where they can go to find out about your campaign and any last parting comments before you go?
Yeah, so my website is Preston, Preston, for Congress, just spelled out F-O-R, so PrestonForCongress.com. My Instagram is UT, for Utah, Jason Preston. And, here's what I have to say. This is a battle between light and dark, guys, and we know who wins. The only question is, what is our role going to be?
And whose side are you going to be on in that?
That's right. And whose side are you going to be on? Because one day our children, our posterity are going to look back at this time, and it will matter not one bit what you did for a living, how much money you made, how good you look in the gym. What's going to matter is what did Grandpa, what did Dad do when it mattered most? Did he stand and fight?
Hopefully it doesn't matter how little they made either. All right. Sorry, Jason.
That's it. What do you want your legacy to be? Because these are the times that legacies are made. They're made when in dark times. These are the times that matter. These are the times that bring out the William Wallaces. And I will tell you, never underestimate what this, a single individual can do. So stand up and fight. We need you.
Jason, thank you for your time. Thank you for being willing to join me and my audience and take time away from your vacation before your big press. So thank you. Have a great one. Tell your family and friends hi.
Thanks, John. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Take care. All right, so that was Jason Preston. We are going to – I'm going to go ahead and field the phone calls. I want to bring Wayne back up. So, Sam, if you can bring up Wayne back for me, and then I'm going to have open lines. I've got some stories that I want to cover. I even want to share with you guys. So today I went to – there was a meeting with a number of state legislatures that are in my area – and state senators, so not like the national ones, the local ones, with one national one that covers our area. Burgess Owens came to. I went there. I talked to these individuals. I looked them in the eye. They looked me in the eye. They knew my representatives know me by first name, including Burgess Owens. So that's important, of standing up, being accountable, and they know my positions and they know what I think. So I wanted to hear them in a setting where there were 50 people. A lot of questions were asked. I wanted to hear how they answered this, because they can't just speak to me. I want to hear how they're speaking to everybody else. So Wayne, I asked you to come back up. So Colonel Allen, if I remember correctly, for Texas, right?
Allen West, right.
Allen West. Do you happen to have contact information for their campaign by any chance? Because I actually want to get him on. That is one of my goals, is to get him on in the next couple of weeks. Are you working at all with the campaign, or do you happen to have any of the contact information? That's the main thing I want to ask you for him.
Okay, what I can do, John, if I can figure out a way to get in touch with you, I will double-check a couple sources I have. I don't want to give it over the phone, obviously, but right. I can see who is the best person to do that with.
Okay. Just call back into RBN and leave that information with one of the producers, and they can get it to me, because they've got my number. So that'd be great. Then to Alan, one thing that I love what he said. So last week I had Michael Letts on. He's been down at the border giving police officers, sheriffs, mainly sheriffs and police officers, active shooter vests. Right, in case they're taking rifle fire rounds. And so I had a chat with him. I said, what should a governor do that's on the border that's receiving, that's got these issues? And he's like, I said, this is what I'd do. If I was the governor of a state, I'd call up the president of Mexico, have a conversation, not in front of the media, and say, we've got fire coming across the border. President of Mexico, I believe it is not from you. I believe it's not from your country or anybody that represents you. My guess is that it is probably coming across from the cartels. But I want to notify you that we will start returning fire and defending ourselves. And then I'd call up the president and I'd tell him that. I'd say, this is not about you, but I'm going to return fire on those individuals. And then I call up the President of the United States, and I would have a public phone conversation with him that would be on the record, and I would tell him the same thing. And then I'd go ahead and put the National Guard on the border and make sure that my sheriffs know that they have my full support and authority to move forward in defending this country. And the thing that I love about that that Lieutenant Colonel, that seems to be basically what he's saying. Wayne, I'll let you have a comment right as we get back from break. And then, okay. Folks, I'm going to take Nancy and Pat as well.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. and frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. I'm grateful to be here for the remainder of the hour. It is going to be open lines. Feel free to call in and chat with us and chat with me. I'm going to say I don't do this very often, but I want to give the opportunity for us to interact with you. Let's go to Nancy. Let's go to the order of the longest wait. Let's go to Nancy in California. Nancy. Oh, Wayne, you still there? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought my mistake. Sam, way to be on top of it. Sam, you're the man. Thanks for. I'm glad when I have a producer. But so let's go to Wayne. Wayne, I just want to say thank you for sharing that. What was your statement of what I had to say?
John, I think, you're right on point as far as where you're coming from. But let me give you a couple of quick examples, if I could. Just today, this morning on a Fox program, there's a hidden video of the Border Patrol revolting against their leadership because the leadership is going along with the federal government and not, allowing these guys to do their job. There's dangerous people coming across, and they're being the Border Patrol is nothing more than just you know, Meals on Wheels, and they're giving them aid to get to the airports or wherever they're going. And this goes back to what Alan West was saying. You know, the, right now there was another report where we saw these illegals bust into a center in Brownsville. All males, no families, no women, no nothing. All males, probably in their 20s, most of them. They went into this building, they got processed, and they were given taxi cab rides to the airport with a free ticket to want to go. And that's where that report came out of. I believe it was New York. I forget the town. But, again, a security cop did another hidden video. And, you know, the one of the NGO workers there said, hey, you know, we keep this on the down low because you know, if the American people find out that we're, you know, doing all we can here to betraying the company. I think that was the betraying the whole country. I think that was the phrase he used. So, you know, this is how bad it's getting. And, again, it's bubbled up again. But unless these politicians like Abbott and some of these Texas senators really jump up here and really raise hell and do something, because, again, I think they could be stopping these buses. They could be going after these NGOs because they're breaking federal law, aiding and abetting illegal aliens. I don't care if they're on a contract or not. The financial institutions, again, are bankrolling and helping the finances, too. So this is not a little, you know, operation here. This is big time. And, again, it's all designed to bring about 8 million people into here and turn this country totally blue forever. They're attacking states like Texas and Florida. Hello?
Sorry, you are absolutely correct. We need to encourage. Sorry, I've got something playing on my end. But I am going to have that video played when we get done with the other calls, Wayne. And right. And so this is something that I like what Jason said. And this is something I found speaking with my elected officials. When you stand up strong and you say no, you give courage to others to say no, especially to your politicians. And here's a funny thing. Some of the politicians that don't have courage, you affect them. And we can do that, and by doing so, by standing up saying, no, this isn't correct, this isn't proper principles, and I expect you to stand up and do the right thing, it lets them know that I need to do that, and I need to take action. And that's how it happens. I was in a meeting earlier today, and I'll go into it a little bit more after the next two calls, with a number of elected officials this morning. I got up early. There were 50 people there. There could have been thousands there, but only 50 people chose to come. And a number of them were other elected officials. So, Wayne, my guess is you're the type of guy that stands up. Continue to stand up. Continue to be heard. I'm grateful for you. Yeah. Grateful for you being
John,
there.
I appreciate that and very much. And hey, here's the thing. These politicians need to be aware we're going to see false flags. We're going to see another bogus COVID outbreak. Maybe even more riots this summer. So they need to be aware. We're not going to fall for this crap again. That's enough. You know, they need to keep the things under control and not fall. There's a lot of confusion going into the 2022 election. That's what's coming. They're going to do all they can again to cause big problems and to scare the public again. So,
My guess is it's either going to be another strand of COVID. I kind of don't think it will. They're going to find something else. Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Take care.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Talk with John, and I'm in the last half hour of my show for the week. So, Sam, if you can, take a look at the message that I just sent to you real quick. So, one of the great things that I have is the pleasure of being able to have some great conversations. And the bottom line is I am very, very blessed, very fortunate, and very lucky that I get to be the placeholder for you. So I want to say thank you to allowing me to be that placeholder for y'all. Now, let's go ahead and play that clip that Wayne mentioned. Let's go ahead and play the clip. This is some Border Patrol agents. Let me real quickly make sure I get to that clip. It is some Border Patrol agents holding the feet to the fire of some of their own, as it were. And let's play the clip that leaked video shows Border Patrol agents eviscerating Biden's BP chief and Border Patrol chief over failure to secure the U.S. borders. They're ticked off about it. So let's play the video.
We stay focused. We continue to do the job and the mission that we signed up for. Right? We all signed up for. We all raised our hand.
Kind of hard to say that. To defend the Constitution, not the...
It's not hard to say it. It may be hard for you to say it, but I've been doing this for 31 years. It's not hard for me to say it. Every day I wake up and I'm committed to this organization and I'm committed to each one of y'all.
You're getting bogged down in the policies and the politics. You can't even say illegal alien.
What's that?
That's why Chief Scott left.
You just said it.
You can't say that's going to happen to you.
The whole generation. Why are you guys getting caught up in some mantras? Right? There's a mission out there to be. We just sit here and argue about it till we're blue in the face. Right? I've been doing this job as long as y'all.
That's the problem.
What's that?
That's the problem, Chief. For evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. That's exactly what's happening here. Good men are doing nothing. You're allowing the legal aliens to drop off communities.
You are doing something.
No, sir, we're not.
You are. No, you're rescuing people every day. You're taking fentanyl off the streets every day. You're taking methamphetamine off the streets.
Yes, under this administration, for the last year, we've got the highest fentanyl death in the history of our country. In 1 year, in this country.
You know, we've made more fentanyl seizures already this year than we made last year.
How many have we not captured if we're focusing on expanding?
And we're working on it.
I love a good argument, and I love it when I see law officials. I mean, let's not get into too much in the federal government and some of their people, but these are people that are like, hey, I was hired to do a job. This is what I want to do, and this is what we need to do, and we're not doing it, and we're not being allowed. And then they hold one another accountable. That's really good to see. All right. Nancy, let's get to you. Thank you so much for holding on. And Pat, if you want to call back, I'll chat with you. Otherwise, I got a number of things I can cover as well. So, all right, we'll get to Nancy. And then Pat will be getting to you. Nancy, what's on your mind?
As far as that clip, it's so serious. It's not even a laughing matter. We're talking about treason. For this to be going on, it's coming from the very top, from the very most powerful echelons in our government. We are a Zog government right now, and I'll let you figure out what that is. But we need to do away with the FBI because, excuse me?
Never mind. Go ahead, Nancy.
We need to do away with the FBI. The federal government was never supposed to have a standing army. The FBI, for instance, what Comey did with Hillary Clinton. Oh, yes, we investigated. She was wrong, but she didn't try to do it. They cover up for the illegal actions from the highest office in the land. We need to do away with the CIA. Those two agencies are a shadow government in and of themselves. We have fraudulent elections. So Jason was on, great. As long as we have the Dominion voting machines, nothing's going to change. I recommend, and I really wanted him to read, go to Sweet Liberty. You do just Google Sweet Liberty / Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Patru, P-A-T-R-U, and read the article she has on there called The Ship Records, and that will give you a real good idea of what's going on with our country. This man wanted to campaign and rent a hall and get General MacArthur in as a presidential candidate. They could not even rent a hall. They, way back in that time, there was so much control by one particular group of people that they could not even rent a hall. And he goes, he takes it, he couldn't even believe it when he went to talk to a lady who wanted.
Nancy, did you just drop off? Ah, Nancy.
No, actually, I accidentally just touched the mute button.
Okay.
So, anyway, he had gone, he couldn't even believe it. This, so he goes to talk to this lady. She wants to get him in as well. And she's saying, we can't rent a hall. And she tells him, you know, who's behind it. And he's so skeptical. He can't even believe it. But as he goes along, he verifies, and it gets deeper and deeper. And it's the most interesting article. Again, Sweet Liberty with Jackie Petru,
so,
The Ship Records.
So we have these, and the bottom line is I've had further conversations with him on my other show here in Utah on KTOK, and he's talked about the elections. We need to get control. So my question to you, Nancy, is what do we need to do? You live in California. I live in Utah. We've got Wayne in Texas.
Go
we've got Pat in Texas.
Your legislators feet to the fire. You said your legislators know you by name. Go hold their feet to the fire. Go educate them. Go read this article, The Shipwreckers, and then share it with every one of your legislators, because the power that these people had back then has increased. It's even more. They
so
have
Nancy,
even more power today.
Are you doing that in California?
Yes.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. The point, and
you're
you know
very
what?
Welcome.
When I'm talking to state legislators, when I'm talking to elected officials, some of them are tuning out and going, oh my gosh, I can't believe somebody's bringing this up again. But some of them are starting to talk about it. And some of them, and I have the ability to talk to elected officials, former elected officials, and I get to talk to them off air. They are concerned as well. And we are starting to move the needle. I hope we can get, but here's my question, Nancy. Here's my statement. There's a number of people that say, John, I'm just not even going to vote until we can have honest and fair elections. 2020 or 2016 is proof that sometimes, even when there is fraud involved, you actually can beat the fraud. So I'm going to say, folks, we need to turn
around. We can't rely on that. They've been tipped off. Now they know it can happen. Look what
Nancy,
they did
Nancy,
on the next
Nancy,
election.
Nancy, hold on. So my question to you is, do we just stay home and suck our thumbs when
no,
it comes to the day to vote?
Not.
I mean, we
got to
do the work beforehand, but we still got to show up and we still got to vote. And the key, so one of the things that is happening in Utah is there is a referendum right now going to be put on the ballot. We're trying to get on the ballot of in-person paper ballot voting. We got to do it. We got to do those type of things.
I agree.
My guess is you're doing those type of things.
The main point of my call was for you to read that article. Did you even write it down?
I am going to so here's the problem with me, Nancy. I am a really, really, really poor speller. But here's the awesome thing. I have this archive. So I made a note of your call, and I am going to re-listen to this portion of the show that you can listen to on the archives, and I'm going to get it. So, no, the direct answer to your question is I have not written it down yet, Nancy, but I will.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being there. Pat, in Texas, what's on your mind?
Well, you won't like me to say this, but Trump's having a rally right now in Conroe, Texas.
What? You're calling me up again to remind me that Trump's on? I don't want you to take my state. I don't want you to take my listeners away. You do this to me every time, Pat. Do you not like me?
They can watch it.
Is that it?
They can watch it. They can watch it later. but that's it's right. huge amounts of people. But the point I'm calling about is it doesn't matter. You can't vote in Texas if you're not registered by Monday afternoon. And I can't even find anywhere you register. The Republican Party in Tarrant County just don't have enough volunteers to help you at all. I thought about calling the Democrats.
Okay, so you have to do it by, Pat, you have to do it by Monday. Is that what you said?
Monday midnight, I guess.
Okay, so here's my suggestion. My suggestion to you, if it needs to be done by Monday, in the state of Utah, there's a number you can call the treasurer's office. You can call your whether it be a city council. You can call a county council or county election board. I would look that. I bet you can find that information either in the white pages or on the internet. You can probably look up that information to get that to happen. And that would be my suggestion. Make sure that those of you get registered. Yes, we need to get registered to vote, and we need to make sure we turn out and vote.
I'm calling you to tell them, because it doesn't matter if you have Alan West on there if the whole primary is over by the time they get registered.
I'm going to disagree with that statement. Okay, let me say why I hear your heart and I hear where you're coming from and I hear the frustration. But on the flip side of the coin, I believe you don't get God's grace if you stay home and sit on your thumbs.
Oh no,
you
I'm
have
not
to
saying
go, home. You have to do and then God will help you with the rest. Does that make sense? Okay. But if you stay home and you don't vote, if you don't, you
oh,
stay.
No, I'm not going to do that. No.
And I'm not saying you, Pat. I'm saying the greater you.
I'm registered.
But
I'm
you stay home.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not staying home. Anybody, but you know, if you get Alan West on there between now and well, I mean, if everybody, maybe they actually don't want anybody but former registered people. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of votes. There's a lot of votes with former registered people. Right?
I know, and you're right about that because I have heard the same thing you have, that people are saying, if Trump doesn't get in, I'm quitting. I'm not going to vote again. That's crazy.
It.
Look at all
Don't
the I mean, downline. Oh, my goodness. That's what he's trying to do now is get some downline people so it might do something if he did get in to be president.
Well, Pat, I want to say thank you. Pat, forgive me. I need to get to another caller before we get to the next break. So, Pat, I appreciate you, sister. I love you. You're wonderful. Thank you for being there. Let's go to Samuel in California. Sam, what's on your mind?
Hi, John. I appreciate your show, your guest, and your enthusiasm. But unfortunately, nothing changes until you stop being a citizen and become a national.
Okay.
You don't have any authority to change anything as a serf in the system. None.
Okay, so the most familiar person there is with the difference between the individuals of the citizen and the national. I have gone down this rabbit hole to some extent, so I can just hide in the corner and suck. I'm going to go back to this, Samuel. We still have to take action. The Constitution still matters, and we still need to move forward. And they can play games. They can.
You're not
we can have
the
United.
Oh,
whoa, Sam. Let me finish. Sam, let me finish. We can let them play the games with the Constitution. Yes, we've got the corporation. They're messing with our states and they're, corporations of states, corporations of towns, and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is if you just say, I'm not going to play the game unless I do, you know, I'm a national or I have things the way I want it, it's still not going to happen anyway.
All the statutes, codes, laws, regulations that you're fighting disappear when you're a national. They're only for citizens of the United States. The 14th Amendment was argued in the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade, which is responsible for 60 million dead innocents. That's how powerful that amendment was, because it gave them civil rights, exactly what you're wanting as a citizen, instead of God-given rights that come from the Constitution. The argument by the lawyers that won Roe versus Wade was the first, that's about the third sentence in the 14th Amendment, you have to be born to have rights, civil rights.
Okay, so my final comment to that, well, my last comment to your statement on the Roe v. Wade, it is one of the worst decisions ever in the history of the Supreme Court. You talk to any constitutional attorney, and they'll tell you that that's the case. My opinion is, someone got a call at night saying, you will vote this way. Samuel, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Have a great one, and we're going to get back on the other side of this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes
Public
and homemade wine.
Stock with John, we are down to our last couple of minutes. So, yes, country can't, boy can't survive. Hopefully someday I'll be country enough. I want to hit a number of... there are a number of things that I wanted to cover, but, you know, like I said, it's been several weeks since I've done an open lines and let you folks call in and interact with you guys. So, Sam, Pat, Wayne, Nancy, I appreciate all of you and your phone calls. I really do. Appreciate you being calling in, sharing your thoughts. That's one thing that this network tries to do is be an interactive network. So, I'm going to be a little all over the place on this one and on these thoughts. And I'm just going to get to probably the headlines. New normal football star develops myocarditis and will be out for weeks. It's a Canadian soccer player, basically. He is going to be out because of COVID-19 symptoms, quote unquote. But actually, he's developed myocarditis. He's going to be out for a while. You know, if I was an athlete, I would really be standing up. Notice that Tom Brady officially retired from football. Wonder how much that has to do with the vaccinations or just him being fed up. People in Virginia have put enough... this guy's probably a rhino, is my guess. The Virginia governor says parents should have a say in what is taught in their schools. Let's hopefully, and he gets a standing ovation. The principle, the statement's true, the principle's true, but let's hope that he actually means what he says and keeps people's feet to the fire on that one. I don't know if any of you have heard about the... Citizen Candidate Forum on Election Integrity that's being hosted by Laura Logan. Over in Wisconsin, we absolutely got to keep people's feet to the fire on that one, and we've got to get election integrity back. If we don't, we'll be in trouble. Then there is the convoy that's happening up in Canada. We have... miles and miles of trucks. They're saying that there may be as many as 150,000 trucks. Truckers, I love you boys. I love you guys. Love you, my brother, fellow brothers and sisters. I've been hammered down. I've grabbed gears. I've done it. So 10-4, keep up the good work. That's the music for the end of this show. So it's been my privilege to be here this week. Thank you for your time. Appreciate all of you. Catch you next week. This has been Talk with John. You can tune in and also join me weekdays. Okay, talk.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.